Good win. Anytime you can win, it's a good win, especially in the playoffs. At home, great environment. Appreciate the fans, man. They're just incredible every week, every time we play here. It was good to see our team come out. We knew it was going to be a battle, and it was. They're a well-coached team, a lot of talent. I thought our players played extremely well, especially in the third and in the fourth quarter, and played good complementary football. Took care of the ball. The line of scrimmage was the way it needed to be for us to win, and that's an important facet for us every week. So time is yours.
Sean, the two touchdowns. Can you walk us through what you saw on Ty's touchdown and then Curtis's touchdown?
What I saw, well, probably like you on Ty's touchdown. I was going, come on. Oh yeah, good. So the review was important right there too. I know Ty's just he makes plays. You know, he makes plays, and Josh has a lot of trust in him, as you saw. And then Curtis, it just feels good for Curtis, right? I feel good for Curtis. I know the locker room does. He's been working so hard all year. He's been dealing, working through some injuries every week, and to come out and do what he did. I really believe it was last week going out there and playing in that game set him up for success this week. Because if you kind of drop yourself back in after being out, whatever it would have been, having not played last week, it's not the same. So I think he gained some confidence from going out there last week.
John, a lot is said about the defense, some perceived struggles. To give up that bomb touchdown to lead things off and then to buckle down, not give anything up the rest of the game, what does that say about this unit?
Yeah, make good adjustments. They're resilient. They're intent on trying to get better every week. I think their goal, and starts up front. You got to have it up front, and starts in the at the line of scrimmage in the run game, and then you go from there.
John, obviously the throw to Johnson, that's a play an MVP candidate will make. But do you also feel like you kind of caught a break there, a little bit of luck involved?
Fourth and one. It was fourth and one. So we threw it. How far down the field was it?
About 25 yards.
Yeah. Yep. So, you tell me it's complete, I'm going to sign up for it every week. But, those are the look, I trust Josh. You guys know that. I trust him, and I believe in him. So that's where that is.
Hey, Josh, that running game got going really from the start. How frustrated with your O-line increases they went?
Yeah, huge. Weren't getting as much in the pass game early. I mean, they lead the league in sacks coming into the game, and so we knew it was going to be tough. I thought our offensive line and O-line, the tight ends are blocking in there. Receivers are blocking. It's a full team affair right there in terms of that run game.
You said it was a little bit of
possession, I think, of 39 plus.
Yeah.
Is that coincidental? I mean, did you want us to go methodical, slow, draw it out like that?
Not exactly. I mean, you try and move the ball and be efficient on offense, and then find some explosives somewhere in there, Tim. And we were able to do that by getting Curtis free. I think that was the third quarter there. So that was a big play for us.
So part of the running game success, did you maybe take advantage of their aggressiveness up front? I mean, they blitz a lot. They're very. Yeah. You try to catch them in some fits, maybe.
Well, they have a certain front that they use quite a bit, and they're, like I said, they're twitchy, long, explosive. They've been a great defense really the entire season. So, again, this was a good team win. Offensively, defensively, and special teams. So all three had their moments that they want back, and all three, I thought, really played at a high level when they needed to.
John, you saw a pattern of you guys second half, seen it all season consistently. What is it about your team that makes them such a good third and fourth quarter team?
Well, I got to give credit to the coaches. They do a great job. Making those adjustments is important at halftime, or even hopefully before half if we can, ideally. Not always able to, but... And the players do a great job of absorbing the information in a short amount of time and going out and executing. I mean, even our first drive today, coming out after half, I think led to three, wanted to get seven naturally. But I like the way we move the football to get down into the red zone. Would love to have seen us cash in there in the red zone, but move forward.
Coach, how do you talk about the balance you had on offense, over 200 yards on the ground led by James Cook?
Yeah, I mean... Again, just the line of scrimmage is huge every week, and I thought Coach Cromer, Coach Gund, and Joe, you know, put their collective heads together. Coach Boris is involved in that as well, and some and Skip, and you know, came up with a good plan. And when you're able to do that, it certainly helps the entire offense.
Sean, did you see something different in Matt today, Matt Milano? It seemed like he was flying around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he just the week he had this week leading up to the game, you know, just. His confidence continues to grow each and every week. You know, if you look at it just holistically, it's been a while since he's played. And, you know, giving him a little bit of grace, and I think himself giving himself some grace is important, right? And just knowing it's going to come, and you're starting to see it. So it was good to have him out there today.
If you weren't coaching in a game next week, would you want to buy a ticket to watch Lamar and Josh?
Yeah, I mean, this is what everyone's been waiting for, right? So it'll be a nice week, and everyone will be looking forward to it. And you know, they're a great football team, right? I mean, they handled us pretty good the first go around, and you know, they're certainly playing well coached. John's won a Super Bowl and comes from great pedigree, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
Is that a like distinctly difficult week of prep just because of everything that Lamar can present?
You said it. Yeah, you said it. So I'm trying to figure out if I need to go back over there now or if yeah, we'll see. No, we got to have a great week. We need to get our rest. There's a potential in a short week. And I got to play our best football. That's what you got to do this time of year.
You talk about these Romans on defense. What do you think maybe kind of pinpoint to allow you guys to pitch that shutout the last three quarters plus?
Say that again.
Your defense made the adjustments you talked about. Can you pinpoint anything that allowed you to pitch a shutout for over three quarters?
Well, I think third downs were big in the I think really since that first conversion on that first scoring drive that they had. And you got to get off the field on third down. I thought we were pretty darn good at it. I think we end up two for nine. So we'll take that.